All right, we are here live with March Madness Music for 2017, and this is your first round Let's Get It Poppin' region. Today we will have Taylor Swift going against Adele. Taylor Swift is number 3 and Adele is number 6. And then in the second half of our show, we will have Justin Bieber versus Maroon 5.
Last time we were live, we pit Bruno Mars and The Weeknd together, and it turns out Bruno Mars came as the winner. And we also had 21 Pilots and Ed Sheeran come together. And surprisingly enough, well, not surprisingly, but to me it's surprising that Ed Sheeran actually lost. The same winner of last year's March Madness Music lost first round. Granted, he is only 5 seed, but that to me is like a major upset. Granted, it's 21 Pilots.
Yeah. And now we were going to go to Hannah with some facts about Taylor Swift.
So she was born on December 13, 1989 in Reading, Pennsylvania. Taylor Swift's family moved to nearby Wensing, where she started crafting songs at age 5, and at age 16 released her debut album. Hits like Love Story and You Belong With Me appealed to country and pop fans alike and helped fuel the multi-platinum success of her albums. With Fearless, the 2009 top seller, Swift later became a pop juggernaut with the 2014 album 1989. She has won many awards, including several Grammys, and modeled for CoverGirl. And you can't see me wanting you
the way. And now we are going to go to our next song, which is
22.
Like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and magical. Deadlines, it's time. Uh-oh, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Everything will be alright if you keep me next to you. You don't know about me, but I'll bet you want to. Everything will be alright if we just keep dancing like we're quite forget when we decided, to move the furniture so we could dance, baby, like we stood a chance. Two paper airplanes flying, and I remember thinking, are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? In the clear yet? Good. Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? In the clear yet?
You're listening to the fourth annual March Madness of Music. You're listening to Let's Get Popping Region. You just listened to Taylor Swift, 22 and Out of the Woods. We're going to Michael with the results from the Alt Region yesterday.
Thanks a lot, Hannah. Panic at the Disco completely crushed Catfish and the Bottlemen. They won 81%. I mean, granted, it is, they are the second seed, but you get what I mean. But you know what is really surprising is Mumford & Sons, the sixth seed in the bracket, defeated Group Love by 57%. So if you also, if you want to vote, you got to vote at Night's Twitter. And speaking of the Twitter, we jinxed ourselves. We said to ourselves, could this be the first year we don't have any upsets in the first round? And look what we have here. Mumford and the Sons upsetted Group Love by about 57%.
Yeah, I heard everyone was very shocked about that. I mean, I really don't really listen to alt music, really, but just from hearing everyone's what they've been saying, they said that's a big upset, and I can't wait to see if there's any more. Mm. And make sure you keep listening every 3A, 3B show on March Madness Music for more music.
And before we go to Adele, I have some interesting facts about Taylor Swift. Did you know that Taylor Swift was born with the name Allison Swift? She named herself Taylor. She's afraid of snakes and spirals, and her first song that she ever wrote was Lucky You. So we're going to listen to Adele and hear some facts about her. Adele was born in North London, England, on May 5th, 1988, eventually attending the Performing Arts, BRIT, school. Her first two albums, 19 and 21, earned her critical praise and a level of commercial success unsurpassed among her peers, with the artist selling millions of albums worldwide and winning multiple Grammys. She also received a songwriting Oscar for the James Bond track Skyfall. After becoming a mom, Adele returned to the charts in album 2015 with the ballet Hello, the lead single from what was dubbed her comeback album 25. In 2017, she won 5 Grammys for her work on 25, including album, record, and song of the year, Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
So,
you're going to listen to some Crazy For You by Adele.
Mm-hmm.
found myself today singing out at your name. You said I'm crazy. If I am, I'm crazy for you. Sometimes sitting in the dark, wishing you were here, turns me crazy. But it's you who makes me lose my head. And every time I'm meant to be acting sensible, you drift into my head and turn me into a crumbling fool. Tell me to run and I'll race. If you want me to stop, I'll freeze. And if you want me gonna leave, just hold me closer, baby. Make me crazy for you. Lately with this state I'm in, I can't help myself but spin my wishes come over. Send me spinning closer to you. My oh my, how my blood boils, a sweet taste for you. Strips me down bare and gets me into my favorite mood. Keep on trying, fighting these feelings away. But the more I do, the crazier I turn into. Pacing floors and opening doors, hoping you'll walk through and save me, boy. Because I'm too crazy for you. Crazy for you. Together, let the sky fall when it
We're back with the fourth annual March Madness of Music here on Sterling High School Radio. And we are going to take it over to Hannah for those last songs.
So you just listened to Crazy for You and Skyfall by Adele. I have also facts about Adele. For 94 days, she kept her son's name a secret before it was revealed on her necklace, Angelo. For four times, her album 19 went platinum in the UK. And she has five tattoos, two on her left wrist, one on each hand, and one behind her right ear. So we're doing Adele versus Taylor Swift, and here's more songs.
We good to go?
All I knew this morning when I woke is I know something now, know something now I didn't before. And all I've seen since 18 hours ago is green eyes and freckles and your smile in the back of my mind making me feel right. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know you, know you, know you. Cause all I know is we said hello, and your eyes looking like coming home. All I know is a simple name, yeah. Everything has changed. All I know is you held the door. Everything has changed.
And though my walls still tall, painted blue, but I'll take them down, and open up the door for you.
And all I feel in my stomach is butterflies, the beautiful kind, picking up for last time, taking making me feel like I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better know.
has changed.
And that last song was Everything Has Changed by Taylor Swift. Before we go to our next Adele song, we're going to go to Mike with the results from yesterday.
Thanks a lot, Lizzie. I want to talk about the results again. Like I said before, the Mumford & Sons did upset Grootla 57%. Lizzie was saying earlier that it is a big surprise. We're both not all that into alt rock, but supposedly that's a pretty big upset. But the Panic at the Disco did basically crush Catfish and the Bomb at 81%. And also, I want to talk about our next matchup before we leave off with Adele and Taylor Swift. We're going to pit Justin Bieber against Maroon 5. Justin Bieber is our second seed in our bracket, and Maroon 5 is our seventh seed in our bracket. I think it should be 5, but only because their name has 5 in it. I think it's a really interesting matchup because I think all these are actually like interesting matchups because you have Adele, who's like a jack of all trades. Like, she did country, she did pop, and Adele really just has like one genre all the time, if that's okay. I'm sorry.
Taylor Swift did country and pop. You just said Adele did country and pop.
Adele was the one from
Taylor
London.
Swift went from country to pop.
Well, that's why I said. And also, the thing with Maroon 5 is, like, I think they're, like, the only, like, band, I think I would say. Well, actually, 21 Pilots, like, they're different from 21 Pilots in a way. They've been around for, like, what, 2002? That's longer than, I would say, anyone in their pop region. And Justin Bieber, like, I think he's, basically, we all know he's huge, but I think what's going to hold him back is honestly the infamy, because people are going to vote for Maroon 5 just in spite of Bieber, which yeah. That's kind of mean to say, but honestly, I think it will happen.
Well, now we're going to go to our next Adele song, which is
I Miss You.
With you and me setting the tone, baby, don't let the light.
So that was Adele and Taylor Swift. Adele just sung I Miss You. We're gonna go to, now we're going to listen to Justin Bieber versus Maroon 5. We're going to go to Liz with some information about Justin Bieber.
All right. And now we have Justin Bieber up. He was born in 1994 in Stratford, Ontario, Canada. To a single mother, Justin Bieber took a second place in a local talent competition at a young age and later turned into a YouTube phenomenon. He signed out a record contract with Usher and became the first solo artist to have four singles enter the top 40 before the release of a debut album. His album My World has gone platinum in several countries. He later experienced a ton of media exposure resulting from offensive activity. He nonetheless has made his comeback in 2015 with his number one song, What Do You Mean?
I think we just had some technical difficulties there. Now I just want to add in that Bieber did have the most viewed YouTube video of all time until Gangnam Style beat him, but unfortunately it was also the most disliked video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which is, I feel like I'm already mean to Bieber.
Yeah, I did not like Bieber when I was growing up, but now I have, started to love his music in the past few years.
Mine's the opposite. I used to love, I used to have, binders of Justin Bieber, everything of Justin Bieber, and now I just can't stand him.
Hating on Bieber back in middle school was, the norm for, a lot of boys. And, looking back, Bieber's songs were really off. I guess you can say, they really weren't for everybody. Looking back on Bieber, it's just, such a weird song. You don't think a boy would sing that, in a way. But now, his songs are a little bit different, and I think I could appreciate them.
So I'm going to listen to Love Yourself by Justin Bieber.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I
Fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
What do you mean? Make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win. Where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? Y'all for protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? You're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, baby. Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
A song was What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber,
and there was Love Yourself by Justin Bieber too.
And now we are going to move over to Maroon 5. Maroon 5 is our number 7 seed in this year's bracket. Maroon, born in 1979 in Los Angeles, California, Adam Levine is a Grammy Award winning lead singer in the band Maroon 5, whose success included several charts topping hits and gold and platinum albums. In 2011, he branched out to television as a judge and coach on the reality show The Voice. In 2012, Maroon 5 returned to the charts when its fourth studio album, Overexposed, featuring hits like One More Night and Payphone. In 2014, Levine and his bandmates hit the charts with V, which include Maps and Album. And Animals. Levine has been a coach on The Voice since 2011.
I just wanted to add in that back in 94, they actually formed a band. It was called Carriage Flowers. And you know what else happened in 94? Justin Bieber just happened to be born in 94. It was like these two were meant to be matched up together.
Yeah, it's a completely crazy.
I just wanted to like get completely crazy that I was talking about Bieber earlier in his earlier songs. Bieber is only 23 years old right now. So back about like 7 years ago, he was like about 16 singing Baby. So I hate to rat on Bieber, but when you're singing at 16 years old, that's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah. So now we're going to go on to our first Maroon 5 song, Sunday Morning.
You listen to Maroon 5.
Yeah. I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? And loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? And loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. No, no, I can't take it. Baby, every place I go reminds me of you. So, so, the way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new, yeah. I see but don't believe it, even in my head, you're still in my bed, maybe I'm just a fool. Drink, the more I think about you. And I know I can't take it. Do you think that I should just go on without you? No, I don't wanna know. No, no, no. Who's taking you home? Oh, 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 oh. I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know. No, no, no. Who's taking you home? Oh, 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 I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. No, 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 who's taking you home? Oh, 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 I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know. No, 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 who's taking you home? Oh, 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 I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know.
So that was What Don't Wanna Know by Maroon 5 and Sunday Morning. This is the fourth annual March Madness in Music, and you listen to Let's Get Popping Region. Going to Lizzie.
And tomorrow we will have Disney Stars up with their 3-6 bracket, which is Demi Lovato versus Britney Spears, and then they're 2-7, which is Ariana Grande versus Justin Timberlake. I'm really excited to hear Ariana Grande versus Justin Timberlake because you have a very poppy person and a Justin Timberlake.
I love
Justin Timberlake so much. I love him.
I know it's two upsets, but like I want Timberlake to win because apparently like in his not his prime, but like when he first started out, apparently it wasn't like too much. Like he's kind of like Bieber's situation, but honestly, I like Timberlake to be honest with you. And also I'll probably regret saying this, but I kind of want Britney Spears to win. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I want Britney to win too. I love her music.
Leave Britney alone. Also, I want to talk about voting info. If you want any of the people from our bracket to win, you got to go to At Nights Radio. There you can vote for any artist you want to win. Just make sure you vote, because otherwise your favorite artist is going to lose.
All right, and now we're going to go to our next song, Sorry by Justin Bieber.
Try try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem, oh redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I'll go, and then you go out and spill the truth. But can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
Ah! This summer's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt. I see her dancing in the street, sipping champagne on the beach. It's so expensive what she eats, 'cause she's so fancy. 'Cause she's so fancy.
And we are back, and that last song was "This Song's Gonna Hurt Like a Mother" by Maroon 5.
And "Sorry" by Justin Bieber.
And this is the March Madness of Music, and you are listening to Let's Get Poppin' Regent. And we have just finished up our show for today, and we are going to go to Mike with some details.
We're going to have Taylor Swift versus Adele. If you want either one of them to win, you got a good vote at Knights Radio. And we're also going to pit Justin Bieber against Maroon 5. If you want either one of them to win, make sure you vote. And tomorrow, we're going to have the Disney stars. Isn't that... I think it's an interesting region. And tomorrow, they're going to have Demi Lovato go against Britney Spears. And they're also going to have Ariana Grande go against Justin Timberlake. So if you want to listen to that show, go listen to the same... Go listen tomorrow, same time, same day. 3 Access, 3B.
That's good. And now, after Disney Stars, we will have the Hall of Fame Regent on Friday, and we will start the Sweet 16 all next week. And next Friday, we will have the Elite 8 start. So make sure you continue to listen, and we will go to Mike again.
Make sure you vote.
Make sure you vote.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. Make sure you vote.
So, and our final show will be on March 29th, the last Wednesday of March, and we will have the results out the last Friday of March, March 31st.
It's going to be a long March.
It is going to be a long March.
No days off, there's no stopping.
Yeah.
Unless it snows.
No days off.
We only have a delayed opening in the last week, so.
I know. It's the grind.
Yeah. So, that was...
That was a Let's Get Poppin' region. This is our 3-seed versus 6-seed and our 2-seed versus 7-seed. We're going to leave off. I just want to say, make sure you vote.